For National Get Outdoors Day this Saturday, Mackenzie River Trust is opening its largest protected property to the public. The 1,000-acre site is just north of the confluence of the Mackenzie and Willamette Rivers. KLCC's Rachel McDonald went to the property and took a walk with Mackenzie River Trust Executive Director Joe Mall.
We have lost a lot of ground. We're coming up on the main stem of the Willamette River at the north end of Green Island, and it looks like we've lost another 30, 40 feet of embankment. That's the river's just cutting this way to the northeast.
The lush grasses are thick here, and the spring rains have brought blooming wildflowers. We look out at the river rushing by. Joe Mall is pleased to see the changes that have taken place here over the winter.
That's pretty impressive. And look at all this sand. All of this sand and silt was just deposited in this last storm.
Mall points to a 30-foot ponderosa pine that's fallen in the water. He says it was planted about 15 years ago as part of their floodplain restoration work.
And that really is one of the goals, is to build up large trees that then can fall into the river, become a part of that mix of what the river does in an active, dynamic floodplain like this.
Green Island is named for the family that used to farm here. Since Mackenzie River Trust purchased the property over 10 years ago, Mall says they've been working to replant the forest here and let the river reconnect with its floodplain.
We are learning year to year how important this dynamic connection between a river and its floodplain is, not only for fish and wildlife health, but literally for keeping water clean and cool. You know, we're upstream of millions of people, most of whom draw on this river.
Mall says there's more recognition of the need for long-term resilience.
We're at a time when our climate's changing, the impacts on water and water supply is changing, and we're in a really fortunate part of the world where we have a lot of water. And so there will be more people coming here to join us.
Mall says that raises the question of how to maintain the health of the water supply into the future.
These healthy floodplains, these healthy, connected, dynamic floodplain forests really are a key to that resiliency.
Mall says the restoration work is done with the help of hundreds of volunteers. Many have been coming here for years.
Incredible. If you've been out before and you've seen this year to year, each change is just like magic. It's like waking up and it's all reshuffled.
Mackenzie River Trust opens Green Island to the public just one day a year. This Saturday, they're celebrating National Get Outdoors Day and Statewide Recreation Day.
In some ways, this is Oregon. You don't need a special day to get outdoors and celebrate it. But I think it's a sign of the times that sometimes we do need to raise the flag and just call attention to just how incredibly special this place is.
Rachel McDonald, KLCC News at Green Island, north of Eugene.